And as promised, here's the continued coverage here of the road trip with the Lady Eagles going up against the Birchwood Christian, probably a warrior or a crusader or something like that if I didn't know better. But I think it's the Birchwood Warriors for sure. They're live over there at Birchwood in Chugiak, Alaska, and the Lady Eagles are up big, 30-13. Third quarter action, about halfway through the third quarter. Birchwood with the ball. And Lady Eagles playing a tight man-to-man. Shot up for three, just short of the rim for the Birchwood Warriors. And Sam Point will have the ball to inbound. Again, the score for the Lady Eagles, 30-13 for the home team. And watching a little bit of the game while Rivera was giving us the play-by-play for the T-Jacks, and our girls are looking really great. Good movement, good passing all the way. On it for three, hits the left side of the rim, bounces out hard. Saved by Mia. Again, ball moving around. Morgan's left wide open on the baseline. Shot just over the rim and out of bounds. Birchwood ball. On the floor, I'm seeing Ariana Wilson, Misty Marine, as well as Mia Cromer, Gunderson. Mia Cromer, Morgan Gunderson, and Summer Walls. Clean deflection there and a fast break, Lady Eagles. Good defense by Birchwood coming up real fast and scooping the ball away from Anna. And there's a timeout. Coming up to the end of the road trip here, if I didn't know better. Tomorrow we got a few more games left. There's going to be Sioux Valley, and I believe that time is going to be 3:30 and 5, although on NFHS it does give a different time. And then Sandpoint will be in Anchorage playing Lumen Christi, who King Cove just played against. So more basketball tomorrow. We will do everything we can to keep that coverage going for you guys. So expect more basketball. And then I think we've got one more game after that. The Sandpoint boys will be going down to Homer, where they'll play against the Homer Junior Varsity squad. All right, out of the timeout. Birchwood with the ball. Moving it outside to the top of the key. Driving the baseline. Good defense by Mia. They send it back out for a three-point shot. Missed and picked up by Morgan. I'm going to take a quick second and give a shout-out to the camera placement here for the Birchwood Warriors. Three-point shot by Anna. Back iron. Rebound, I think, to Misty, and she sends it back outside. Now Summer taking it towards the center. Oh, Morgan left wide open. She's going to pass across to Mia. Pass the paint for the jumper. What a shot. What a pass. Great execution there by the Lady Eagles. 32-13 now in favor of Sandpoint. Ball almost stolen. Shot deflected there by the Eagles. Picked up by Misty, and as she rips it out, I think there's going to be a foul on that play. Ooh, Sandpoint will have possession off that call. So what I can tell you right now from watching just a few minutes of this game is that Sandpoint's passing is really too difficult. It's just really outpacing Birchwood. Their defense looks like they're setting up into a zone, like a 1-2-2 zone. Maybe it's a box plus one, they would call that. And so essentially you have four players on the post and then one on the outside who kind of just tries to follow the ball and fill in the space as needed. And right now, the Lady Eagles are just moving the ball so quickly that they can't catch up. Foul with Mia Cromer at the line. First one goes off the glass, no good. 32-13, still the score. Second attempt off the top of the rim. Loose ball on the baseline. And last touch by Morgan as it goes out of bounds. Seems like there's a little bit of a lag time there to see what the call was going to be. It's actually Sam Point's ball. The Lady Eagles ran down court. Now they're running back. Anna with the ball. I kid you not, it's now going into the hands of Birchwood. So I don't know exactly what was going on here, but Birchwood ball. Lady Eagles run back and set into their 2-3 zone. But yeah, the camera placement for the Birchwood Gymnasium is fantastic. It's nice and essentially bleacher level. Feels like you're in the stands. Warriors moving the ball down to the baseline. Poked out by Morgan and quickly picked up by the Eagles. Ariana will take it up for Sandpoint with 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter. Nice passing. And again, the zone defense really having a difficult time shifting quick enough. Yeah, Misty left wide open behind the defense, gets the pass on the opposite side of the post. And so you can just see that the defense isn't really reacting quickly enough. And so it's positioning the Lady Eagles into a place where they can just get behind the defense. Shot up by Birchwood, no good. They get their own rebound, putting it back and foul on the call. Looks like a fairly clean deflection, but Misty will get a foul called against her and send Birchwood to the line for two. 31 seconds left here in the third quarter. Sandpoint 34, Birchwood with 13. First attempt from the line. Missed by the Warriors. Lady Warriors will get a second attempt. Shot goes up. And just to the right, picked up by Misty, who will find Anna and send it out with 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Summer takes a three-point shot, hits the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Misty, who quickly sends it out. Oh, nice interception there by the Warriors. And Birchwood will get the ball. That was a really good read there by the Birchwood Warriors. And 7 seconds left here in the quarter. Oh, steal by Sandpoint, and they're going to try to run it down. Anna will take a shot from half court. In the basket! From half court, Ariana Wilson fires off a rocket, hits the backboard, and straight into the hoop. What a shot. And with that, 37-13 as we go into the fourth quarter. We'll hear from our sponsors and be back with final action here on KSDP of the Lady Eagles, who are up by over 20 against the Birchwood Warriors.
R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KSDP. R&D Marine Design is operated by David Wilmont and offers solutions for secure skiff tracking, satellite communications, autopilot, radar, sonar, computers, and more. For more information or questions, Radar Dave is available at 360-319-6218. R&D Marine Design, a proud supporter of community radio and the fishing fleets of the Aleutians East Borough. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
Ball in the hands of the Lady Eagles as we enter the fourth and final quarter here. Nice movement. Oh, good send down to the bottom post. But a great steal by Birchwood. And the Warriors will have possession here. 37 for the Lady Eagles, 13 for Birchwood, as we are continuing the road trip and nearing the end. Poke out and steal by Sandpoint, fast break, layup on the right side, doesn't go down. I think that was Summer on the fast break. All right, Lady Eagles will throw the ball in underneath their own basket. Ariana gets the ball, inbounds to Misty, sends it over to Anna for three. And man, what a great shot that was at the end of the third quarter from the half court by Ariana. That three-pointer won't go down. Chasing for the rebound into the hands of Birchwood. Shot up from the corner, no good. Wilson with the rebound, and Sam Point will bring it back. The 24-point lead. Misty to the corner, underhand, scoop to the white line. Nice screen. Almost a moving screen. They got to watch out for that. But Sam Point's been moving the ball really well today, and you can just see it's beating the defense very effectively. On a left open at the perimeter, drains the 3-point shot. 40-13 now in favor of Sam Point. Birchwood now with the ball, down by 27. Shot up, no good. Good rebound by Mia. Ariana will take it up for Sam Point. 6:15 left to go here. Coming up at about 5:30, we'll have the boys with the game. Pass across the baseline over to Misty, who finds Summer on the outside. Another big pass, and I think that Sam Point just really practicing their pass game. Anna for three, no good. And Birchwood with the rebound. Here come the Warriors. Nice poke out steal by Mia. Good effort there by Cromer, reading the ball and poking it out of bounds. Birchwood will throw in on the sideline. Sam Point up by 27. Shot for three in the corner. Hits the top of the rim. Ariana with a rebound. She's going one-on-one. Weaves to the right. Ball deflected, but Morgan's able to pick it up. She's underneath the basket trying to power up, but there's all sorts of traffic. She'll hand it off to Mia on the left-hand post, who puts up a shot. That gets cleanly deflected. Last touch by the Warriors. Ariana underneath her own basket. Inbounds to Morgan. Cross to Summer for three. Off the back iron. Birchwood gets a rebound. 5:20 left here in the game. Sandpoint still up 40-13. Stolen by Anna. Fast break. She's all by herself. She takes on the left-hand side. Finishes the job. Good for two. 42-13 now in favor of the Eagles. 5 minutes left in regulation play. Birchwood drives the baseline. Steps on the line as they're trying to weave past the defense, and that's out of bounds. Good defensive effort there by the Eagles, putting a good body, posting up, as they would say, and forcing Birchwood out of bounds. Eagles up by 29. 4:50 left to go in the game. Ariana taking the ball up. Brings it to the left-hand side. Morgan for three. Nice form on that shot. Hits the top of the rim, out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. Sam Point will now throw it in underneath their basket. Ariana inbounds to Morgan on the right post. Puts up a shot. Lots of traffic down there, making it a difficult shot. Goes straight up and down. Picked up by Birchwood. 42-13, still the score in favor of the Eagles. 4:30 left in the game. Birchwood will drive the baseline, put up a jumper. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound to Morgan, who gets contact from the Birchwood player. And that'll be a foul. Sandpoint with the ball. Sam Point with possession now. They're up by 29. Good defensive play there by the Warriors, knocking the ball out of bounds. Sam Point will throw in the sideline. Just got me thinking a little bit about homecoming, with the teams coming home here soon. And there's going to be homecoming the day the teams fly in, this Saturday, I believe. Yeah, so it's going to be on the 3rd, homecoming. So get your kids ready. The theme is pink, black, and white. Why is that the theme? Because why not? Shot up for three, no good. Is it pink and white because of Barbie and then black because they're mourning the fact that they were snubbed at the Academy Awards? Am I the only one that's upset about this? All right. Ball in the hands now of the Eagles. Moving the ball outside. 3:40 on the clock. 42-13 in favor of Sandpoint. Ariana takes it to the left-hand side. Nice feed to the post. Man, Sandpoint just passing it around. Nice three-point shot by Summer. Won't go down. Sandpoint with a rebound. And I'm not sure if they're going to call that a jump ball or three in the key. Mia was tightly defended by two Warriors. Probably couldn't get the ball out fast enough with a three-second violation in the paint. 3:22 left in the game. Warriors with the ball. Foul against Sandpoint as the Warriors were feeding the ball down into the post. A little bit of contact. First team foul of the quarter for the Eagles. Birchwood throws in underneath the basket, taking it out to the perimeter. Looks like the ball's going to be on the ground. Almost stolen by Sandpoint, but knocked loose out of bounds on the sidelines. Sandpoint with the last touch. 3:10 here in the game. Sandpoint up by 29. Birchwood with the ball. Throwing it in. Crossed into the opposite side of the perimeter. Very heavy, far to throw the ball, but good pass. And a big steal by Ariana. Cuts across the post. Puts up on the right-hand side. A little hard off the backboard, but Sandpoint gets a rebound. Summer walls over to Anna for three. Wow, that one sliced. As she released it, there seemed like she put a little spin on it, and it slices right over to the right and into the hoop. What a shot. 45-13 now in favor of the Eagles. Shot missed by Birchwood. And a fast break by Sandpoint. Layup on the left side by Summer won't go down. Rebound to Birchwood, and good hustle by Summer getting back on defense to stop the fast break. 2:15 left in the game. Sandpoint up. Shot from underneath the basket by Birchwood. No good. Birchwood gets her own rebound. Put back. Good for two. Good shot there by the Birchwood Warriors. Sandpoint now up by 30. Pass to the right side. Oh, yeah, Mia right behind the defense. And that, I can tell you right now, the coach for Birchwood will be working on that, watching out who's behind you when you... Well, there's a timeout right there called by Birchwood. I think that the coach is just going to have to take the time to address how Sandpoint is really... You know, you want to get a zone defense. You essentially have players in fixed positions, and then they shift based upon where the ball is. So the players will move, of course. But the idea is that you have like a set configuration, and then it shifts based on where the ball's at. So with this box plus one configuration where you have four players on top and bottom of the post plus one on the outside, it's shifting, say, to the left-hand side, and then a Sandpoint player is just able to get right behind the basket, and no one's picking up the assignment there on that player. And a good pass down to the opposite side of the post, and that's an easy layup. And I've seen Sandpoint score multiple points that way. 47-15 with the Eagles in the lead. 1:47 left to go here in the game. Boys coming up next, so stick around. More Eagles basketball coming your way. Birchwood with the ball. Just over 90 seconds. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Birchwood again. Shot fired. Almost goes in, but just not quite. Good rebound by number 20. Putting a lot of... A lot of power on the ball there with that pass. Shot up by the Warriors, no good. No good on that shot. Rebound over to Sandpoint, fast break. 20 again with the ball. Finding the move. Oh, pass down to the baseline, knocked out of bounds. And apparently that was thrown out of bounds, last touch by Birchwood, so Sandpoint will have the ball. 1 minute, 7 seconds left here in the game. Sandpoint up by 32. Misty in the corner, moving the ball around. Nice steal by Birchwood, but I think that's Summer was able to get the ball back. Some tight defense by Summer's defender there. Morgan gets on the baseline, less than a minute to go in the game. Pass to Mia. Mia gets the ball snatched up by number 20. And here's Birchwood. Less than 40 to go in the game. Moving the ball outside the perimeter. Oh, nice run to the lane. Jumper up. Oh, just off the top of the rim. There's a putback by Birchwood. That also won't go down. And finally, Mia will get it for... Sorry, that's Misty. Misty will get it for Sandpoint. Shot by Summer. Swished. Summer gets her three-point shot. 50-15 now in favor of the Eagles. 10 seconds left here to go. Birchwood will throw the ball in. Looking for one last shot. Fast transition. Pass down to the post. Shot goes up. Bounces right back. Sandpoint will pick it up. And final shot of the game. Just can't get it to go down. And with that, the Lady Eagles notch another victory into the belt. 50-15 against Birchwood Christian Warriors. Again, 50-15 in favor of the Lady Eagles. We're going to take a quick second here and we'll play a couple songs as we get ready for the next game. In half an hour, actually, we'll go to our regularly scheduled programming of All Things Considered here for about 25 minutes. And then the boys come on next, Sandpoint Eagles against the Birchwood Warriors. So here's All Things Considered on KSDP. Coming up, more basketball in 25 minutes.
KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, K201DA, King Cove, KFPS, False Pass.